Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg Entertainment reporter Lucas Shaw. TV advertising is taking a big hit, with sales dropping at the sharpest rate since the economic recession in 2009. Lucas, what is behind this drop?
Falling audiences. You know, fewer and fewer people are watching live TV. They're watching on demand. They're watching Netflix. They're watching Amazon. They're watching Hulu. Maybe they're now watching Disney Plus. This trend has been happening for a long time, but what we've seen over the past decade or so is that TV networks have managed to squeak out higher advertising rates by they're just charging more for those spots because TV is still valuable to advertisers. You have a lot of people watching live at one time, whether it's a drama, comedy, or certainly a sporting event. But we've now reached a point where they can no longer increase the rates fast enough or high enough to cover up for the disappearing audiences.
Amazing. But there is some good news to report about ad sales. What's that?
Well, globally, ad sales have gone up for the 10th year in a row. They're now almost at $600 billion, and that is a sign of the fact that the world has seen economic growth for about a decade, if not a little more, since the recession in 2009. Most of that growth has been online digital advertising, or internet companies now account for more than half of all digital ad sales, more than $300 billion. That's primarily Facebook and Google, but Amazon is growing, especially in the U.S., and kind of strangely, in the traditional world, while TV is going down, print has been going down for a long time, radio is sort of sputtering along right where it is, out-of-home advertising, which is primarily billboards, has been growing, and this year grew quite a bit. A lot of that due to some of those tech companies who are buying billboards.
Oh, fascinating. What about the Olympics coming up next year? How important will that be to the industry?
The Olympics and the 2020 election will boost advertising sales next year, both for TV and more broadly. But that is what's filed under kind of cyclical events. It is something that happens every 2 years or every 4 years and not every year. So it's more of a temporary boost.
So what can TV do to change this up?
That's why you see so many of the companies that own TV networks building their own streaming services, many of which have ads. So, you know, Hulu helped bring a lot of viewers online instead of watching on traditional TV, but it does have an advertising-supported tier. And I think you'll see more initiatives like that. You know, Comcast is coming out with a streaming service called Peacock that is going to have advertising. I think HBO Max, which will debut next year, will eventually, or the AT&T, which owns that, says that it will eventually have some kind of advertising. People will still see advertising. They just might not ever see it on something like Netflix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.